come out of recess, and we are now scheduled for an order enacting and adopting the amendments to the zoning regulations and zoning districts in Taney County, Missouri, and other actions related thereto.
Okay.
Mr. Scott Sterrett, our planning and zoning administrator, is present to present.
So today, the County Commission is taking the final step on years of work by the County Commission, Planning Commission, planning staff, GIS staff, County Commission legal counsel in the form of an order enacting and adopting amendments to zoning regulations and zoning districts in Taney County, Missouri, and other actions related thereto. To amend the current Taney County Development Guidance Code with Euclidean, also known as traditional style or type of zoning regulations. Taney County adopted planning zoning under sections Missouri Revised Statutes, RISMO, 64.800 to 64.905 on November 13, 1984. Current Taney County Development Guidance Code, that is a performance-based zoning, has been the land use and development guide used by planning and zoning from the beginning. Within the Development Guidance Code, two zoning districts were formed, labeled as Western Taney County and Eastern Taney County. There's a list of absolute and relative policies for each of the two zoning districts for Planning Commission to use as their guide in land use change applications and approvals. A number of years ago, the County Commission started the process to amend the current Development Guidance Code in the two zoning districts, which has been finalized the last 4 years with zoning regulations to include 287 zoning maps to be used together to serve as the zoning regulations for land use in Taney County. The two current zoning districts will be amended to 15 separate zoning districts shown in the zoning maps. These districts are as follows. You have A1 Agricultural District. The A1 Agricultural District is primarily intended to help retain large tracts of land for agricultural and open space purposes to minimize conflicts between agricultural uses and adjacent development. RR1 is Rural Residential District. The RR1 Rural Residential District is for detached single-family dwelling units on lots over 2 acres in size. R1 Single-Family Residential District. The R1 Single-Family Residential District is intended to provide for detached single-family residential development on lots 2 acres or less in size at a density not to exceed one dwelling unit per approved lots. R2 is 1 and 2 family residential district. The R2 1 and 2 family residential district is intended to provide for medium density residential development limited to 1 and 2 family homes. The R3 multifamily residential district is intended to provide for high density residential development of residential building housing 2 or more families. The NR1 single-family nightly rental district is intended to provide for nightly rental of detached single-family dwelling units at a density not to exceed one dwelling unit per approved lot. The NR3 multifamily nightly rental district is intended to provide for residential development of high-rise residential building housing 2 or more families. The MH or manufactured mobile home park or subdivision tract is intended to provide for areas of quality, affordable housing in Taney County. The RV1 Recreational Vehicle Park, RV Park District, is intended to provide specifically for recreational vehicle parks and campgrounds. The O Office District is intended to provide for professional, management, and other office uses. The C1 Neighborhood Commercial District is intended to accommodate limited retail service and office facilities for the convenience of the residents in the immediate vicinity of the district. The C2 General Commercial District is intended to provide for the orderly and attractive grouping at appropriate locations of commercial activities of a more general retail and wholesale nature, and to serve service facilities serving a larger community trade area. The M1 Light Manufacturing or Industrial District is designed to accommodate those manufacturing establishments that are either A, free of objectionable influences in their operation or appearance, or B, that can be readily obviate or control any objectionable features that may otherwise result from the manufacturing process by installation of appropriate abatement devices. The M2 General Manufacturing or Industrial District is intended to provide for manufacturing and industrial development of a more general and less restrictive nature than in the M1 District in those areas where the relationship to surrounding land use would create fewer problems of compatibility and would not necessitate a stringent regulatory control. Then our last one is our planned unit development known as a PUD. This is a type of overlay zoning district and a type of development plan that primarily addresses the issues of mixed use or cluster development. Your planned unit development zoning districts are inextricably linked to planned unit development plans in that no rights of development apply to a planned unit development zoning designation other than those of the approved PUD plan. The planned unit development is calculated to promote flexibility in a more innovative design than is generally possible under the customary zoning regulations. So those were our 15 zoning districts. So zoning change or correction requests, as well as zoning regulation changes or corrections, were part of the township meeting procedure, with a number of changes being presented to the Planning Commission for consideration with staff recommendations for the County Commission as follows. So under zoning districts and the nightly rental, we have added C2 as a permitted by right use for nightly rental. And we have added R1 single family residential and R2 two family residential as a conditional use permitted right for nightly rental. And then deleted the nightly rental for R1 and R2 requirement of the half acre in size to be allowed to be able to apply for the conditional use permit. And then under the nightly rental, the fire protection district inspection, we changed the word building to adopted fire codes in two locations of that paragraph. And then under the Board of Adjustment, section 49049, this E, tabled meetings, was rewritten by our legal counsel to make it understandable and make it the intent of what it was intended to be. Then we had actual staff recommendations of changing per information gathered in the April 5th, 2021 County Commission work session and the April 12th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting. These are recommended changes that we are recommending. So the starred areas are two locations that were purchased after the original approval that was A1, and we're recommending to change that to NR1. This one was A1 and R1. In the starred area, you see two colors, purple and red. We're recommending changing the A1 and R1 to NR3 and NR1. And then if we looked at the right three stars, that's in the Cross Creek area. The middle star on the purple is a change from NR3 to NR1 to NR3. The red is a change from R1 to NR1. And the yellow hatched is a change from R1 to NR3. Then the left-hand blue star is the one different recommendation from the Planning Commission that was not in their recommendations, but we are recommending it due to meeting with you.
recommending changing from R1 to C2. And I think I've got that on your desk circled so that you can see for sure which parcel we're referencing.
This one we're recommending in R1 on the left-hand picture from R1 and NR3. Those will be all changed to NR1. And then in the right hand, the upper one, we're recommending changing it to R1 from O. And then where the star is on the red, changing it from R1 to NR1. This was an A1 parcel that we're recommending changing to NR3. This is was an R1 that we're recommending changing to NR1. These were R1 three parcels that are actually commercial. We're recommending changing to C1. This was an A1 parcel that we're recommending to change to C2. This was an A1 parcel that's a recommendation changing to C2. This was a C2 parcel that we're recommending to change to A1. This has multiple changes from C2 with the yellow stripe to R3. And then the star in the middle was actually C2 that they're recommending and requesting change to R1. So it's a lesser use. Now the following maps are recommendations that we do not change the following parcels per the information gathered in the April 5th County Commission and the April 12th Planning Commission meetings. So this was a request to change to NR1 from R1. Of course, don't make that recommendation, so left it yellow. This is another one to change the whole subdivision. I have the star just in the center of the subdivision. The request was to change to NR1 from R1. And then this one was a change to NR3 from A1. And those are changes we don't recommend.
On the changes that we don't recommend, are those same ones we went over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are some that were presented from the township meetings and
yeah, all of those, both the changes and the ones not changed, were all requests or discussed at the public hearing.
Yes.
And I think the only one that is a change from the planning commission's recommendation to the recommendation today was that R1 to C2 on the corner down by
Cross Street,
yep.
So that was the only one that was...
That's the only difference as far as the zoning district maps from the recommendation of the Planning Commission to what your administrator is recommending today.
That one, that's behind Sunvis, Cross Street, no?
It's the one circled there on your sheet that I gave you. It's actually on the Highway 76.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. To make it the same on both sides. Mm-hmm. You got, and
no, I thought there was a discrimination. Is that the right word? A discrepancy. I was thinking there was another parcel in that area that we had thought one thing and zoning had thought another.
No, because you guys matched up on all of them except that one.
So it was that one. I was thinking it was the one by the lake.
Oh, you both were R3 is what I had written down. And the request was to go to NR3 or R3.
Was there ones that's already been approved there?
For R3?
For NR3.
Yes. And I had those labeled as NR1, but they're duplexes, so they need to be NR3.
That was it was just labeled wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think other than that one, I think...
Yeah, these are the Planning Commission recommendations except that one.
Except the one at Cross Creek.
Yes.
And the logic on that was to keep them the same the other one across Jordan.